Today we've got something a little different. During Goosebumps' heyday, there were many, many contests and sweepstakes they did. And one of them was called What Gives You Goosebumps, and it was printed in Goosebumps books. So here's the contest. In 25 words or less, tell R.L. Stein what gives you goosebumps, the scariest, the grossest, the creepiest things you can imagine. If you win, your answer will appear in an exciting new Goosebumps book with before and after pictures of you. Our special effects experts will monsterize your photograph, showing you as you are and as you might be after reading a Goosebumps thriller. R.L. Stein will select one answer per month from the month's entries. Look for winners all summer long. So you would mail away and basically include a photo of yourself and your 25 words or less thing. And thanks to the magic of internet, we've got the winners. So the first one is Sam Walling from Kingwood, Texas. Having cold as death hands run down my back, and when I turn around, it is a green five-eyed monster, my sister. Good one, Sam. Why is your sister running her hands down your back? That's creepy. And they took Sam's picture and gave him like devil horns and fangs and like a bunch of hair, a chest hair, emerging from his shirt, which is, it is, you know, he's pretty monsterized. It looks pretty good. I dig it. The next one is from Malia Spencer, age 10, from California. Blood-sucking vampires that just moved in next door and have a refrigerator filled with big, huge jars of blood down in the basement. All right. This is like a weird one. I mean, this kid's 10. And you're just like, big, huge jars of blood in the basement. And you're like, I guess that makes sense. Practical vampire shit. But it's a little weird. I don't know. I wonder what Malia Spencer is up to these days. You know what I mean? This is one of the kids that you're like, are you okay? The other one is like, you know, ooh, my sister is a gross monster. And you're like, good one, bro. But this one's like, they have blood in the, you know, a bunch of jars in the refrigerator. You know how we have food? They have blood. Let's see. Now we have Ryan Rogers, age 12, from Little Rock, Arkansas. I've always been afraid of frogs. They scare me more than anything. They give me goosebumps. When I see one, I just want to croak. I can see why that one was selected. That's a very R.L. Stein sounding kind of thing. Oh boy. Okay. Now we have Sarah Rizminski, age 14, Trenton, New Jersey. Sarah Rizminski, her photo looks exactly like the kind of photo that a supermodel shows. And they were like, I was a nerd in school. And then you're like, I mean, you were like 14. That's what everybody looks like when they're 14. Also having the last name Rizminski, you know, that sounds like a name a model has before she changes her name to Sarah Hot Pants or whatever the fuck. This is unfortunate. I get goosebumps when I look in the mirror at night. I mean, this is like, it's so easy to be like, so does everyone else who looks at you, Sarah. I'm always afraid a ghost or someone else will be looking back. Oh, I see. So she's afraid of a ghost or whatever. That she's Bloody Sarah. Maybe she was like a suicide girl. I don't know why that picture strikes me that way. It just does. This is the youngest kid, and what's funny about her is she's making kind of a scary face and is wearing a Goosebumps shirt. Kelly, siring, age 7. Crickets, big giant crickets, big giant noisy crickets. Crickets under my pillow, bigger ones under my bed. Giant crickets that eat people. I get goosebumps. I don't know. That one's funny to me because it's like, it's not very good, but you're like, maybe they wanted to get like a little age range or something in there. Let's see. And then we've got the last one here. What gives me goosebumps is if instead of you taking the flavor out of the gum would take the flavor out of you. That's Matthew Hawes, age 9, Seattle, Washington. The gum would take the flavor out of you. What a weird idea. You know what I mean? What does that mean, take the flavor out of you? That didn't even make sense, Matthew. Why would it be a problem for you to be flavorless? It gets gross. Let's just leave it at that. Okay, real quick. I decided to look up Sarah Rusminski just because I was like, you know, with a name that unusual, you could probably find her. And it's definitely her. I found a picture of her. And at one point, she was the support manager for Adventures Africa. After 12 years in the retail industry, she joined the team in 2023. She has an undergrad degree in sociology from Rutgers University and a master's degree in TESOL from the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Travel-obsessed since her first trip abroad at 13, she's been making her way around the world ever since, including a 2-year stint teaching English in Ecuador. Sarah's first trip to Africa was a solo trip to Kenya in 2015. Immediately falling in love with the people, culture, and phenomenal wildlife, she planned a return trip, this time to Tanzania and Zanzibar. She's going to all the places that are like in songs. After a second life-changing visit in the books, she encourages everyone she meets to add Africa to their bucket list. When she's not traveling, she's hanging out with her dog, gardening, or singing along to Taylor Swift. Well, sounds like Sarah's, you know, doing okay. Good for her, man. I'm happy that she's still alive and, you know, maybe has got some better self-esteem.
Beware, you're in for a scare.